In the gospel reading today, our Lord tells his apostles that the harvest is great, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest to send forth laborers into his harvest. Throughout the centuries, this reading, of course, has been recognized to be a point of vocations. We need to pray for vocations, and that is certainly true. But when we listen to what our Lord is telling them, he says he sends his disciples out. He said he sends them forth as lambs in the midst of wolves. Now we understand that yes, while this has to do with vocations of the priesthood and the necessity thereof, where we're headed, the ones who are going to save the church are the laity. This is really about you at this point. Notice that when our Lord sent these disciples out, they were not priests. We had not gotten to that point yet. He sent lay people out, two by two, to bring the message of the gospel to the people. Remember Father John Hardin saying that in the time of modernism, back at the early part of the 20th century, he said it was the religious order priests who saved the church, because most of the diocesan priests had gone with the heresy. He said this time around it's going to be the diocesan priests who are going to save the church, because most of the religious order priests have gone with the heresy. Well, the tragedy is, so have most of the diocesan priests. There are certainly some wonderful and excellent religious order priests. There are certainly some very good and excellent diocesan priests. The vast majority are not going to remain faithful. The vast majority of the lay people are not going to remain faithful. All we have to do is look and see that fewer than 25% of people who call themselves Catholic believe in the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. They're no longer Catholic. Sure, they're baptized Catholic and they can talk all that they want. Fact is, they don't believe. We've got over 90% of people who call themselves Catholic who are of childbearing age are either contracepting or have had themselves sterilized. They're not living the faith. They clearly don't believe, or they're at least very confused. And so we can't, in saying that this is the time of the laity and it's the lay people who are going to save the church, we're not talking about the majority, because the majority are going to go with the apostasy. We see that happening already as the exit continues, and it continues to get worse. But the laity obviously need to have good priests and bishops who are going to lead them, or at least to whom they can point other people. There will be a few, not many. There will be a few. So God isn't going to just leave you out there on your own. He's not going to leave you like sheep without a shepherd. But what we have to be able to recognize is where we're headed and what is going to be happening. And much is going to fall upon the shoulders of the lay people. This is why, as I keep telling you, you absolutely, positively must have a profound prayer life, or you will not survive what is coming. And if we don't have a really good prayer life, what do you have to hang on to? Yourself? Your own strength? Your own intelligence? Your own wisdom? Good luck. You're fighting against Satan, who is way stronger, way more intelligent, and way more able than we are. But he is infinitely less than God. And so if you're united with Jesus and Mary, I mean truly united with them, seeking the will of God, seeking union with God, seeking to be conformed to the Lord, then you're going to be okay. Then you're going to be able to bring Jesus into the world. But if you don't have that, what are you bringing into the world? Yourself. Sorry to say, but no one is going to be saved by you. No one. They're only going to be saved by Jesus. He's the one we have to bring into the world. And if this is indeed the time of the laity, and I truly believe it is your prayer life, or putting it another way, it is your love for Jesus that is going to save the church. Not just you, obviously, but lay people around the world. That is what is going to keep the church alive. The church is going to be crucified. She is going to look like she is dead and gone. But it is the faith, but not just the faith, it is going to be the love of the people of God that are going to bring the church around. Remember 2,000 years ago, it was the faith of one layperson, one, the only person on the face of the earth who believed that Jesus was going to rise from the dead. And that was our Blessed Lady. One laywoman kept the entire church alive in the time that Jesus was buried. One. That is the power of the prayer and the love of the people of God. The church is going to appear dead. Well, the church is going to be crucified. She's going to be buried. But she's going to rise again, and we all know that. And it is the faith and the love of the people of God who are going to keep that alive. That is your task in a very profound way. So yes, there will be a few priests. There will be way fewer bishops, but there will be a few. And there will be priests from religious orders, and there will be diocesan priests. But primarily, the salvation of the church has been given to you. This is Our Lady's time. She is a laywoman, and she has chosen the laity for a very particular purpose in this work. It is an immense privilege. It is also an immense responsibility. And so we really need to look seriously at our prayer life. Yes, it is necessary to know the faith, because people are going to challenge you, and as St. Peter said, you have to have an answer prepared. But it has to be about the charity, the love of God and the love of neighbor that is built upon that faith. And that's only going to come through prayer. So that's what we all have to be working at right now, is developing that prayer, seeking that union with the Lord, so that not only will we be able to remain faithful, but in the midst of the darkness, you will shine as a light, a beacon that is bringing other people to the same truth, to the same love, and points beyond yourself, because they don't need you or me. They need Jesus. That's who we need. That's who they need. That is the only salvation of this world and of individual souls. We know that. Now we have an opportunity to really live it. So get prepared, because it's coming soon. And be focused. Don't worry about all the things going on. I hear about it almost daily. People so upset and so angry and so frustrated and so confused. About what? That the church is going to be crucified? That somebody's being unfaithful? That somebody else said something heretical? What do you expect? This is what's going to happen. Keep your focus on Him. He's the truth, He's the way, He's the life, He's the love. It's all right there. Don't worry about what's going on around us. be like, you're going to be like St. Peter. You're going to be out walking on the water, and there are a lot of waves and wind. As long as he kept his focus on Jesus, he was fine. If he took his focus off of Jesus, he sank. So it's pretty obvious what we need to do. Yeah, it's going to be ugly. But we have the Lord. We have our Blessed Lady. We have nothing to fear. Unless we try to do it by ourselves, then we're in big trouble. So just stick with Jesus and Mary and stay at peace, because that is where our salvation is going to come from. That is where everything that we need to be able to bring the church through this and to rise glorious on the other side is going to come from. Not from us alone, but from our Lord working through us.